Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Ramalka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shviyos. We are in the sixth parak Mishnayos, Dalid, and hey, the Mishnah says, Me'emas Aymutar Adam Likach Yerek B'motzei Shviyos. When is a person allowed to buy vegetables during the year following Shemitah? In other words, in general, the vegetables of Shemitah are, we have an Isur Svichim, we have a rabbinic ban. And so therefore, at what point in time can we have to, can we get through and understand that we are allowed to buy vegetables that have to, and not have to worry that the stuff is going to be after the time of the beer? So the Mishnah says, Mishiyala Kayotzebo, the Mishnah says that it's from when comparable ones have been produced. In other words, when the crop from after Shemitah has reached a comparable size that are now making it to the market. However, the Mishnah continues, Asa HaBachir, once the certain species of vegetable tends to ripen more rapidly in certain areas and then later in other areas, so Asar HaBachir Hutar Afil, once the early stuff starts to produce and make it to the market, the ones from the other areas that come later also become mutter. Rebbe Hitir Likach Yerek B'motzei Shviyos Miyad. Rebbe allowed the buying of vegetables immediately after the seventh year. That is to say, Rebbe was of the opinion that since they bring in vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, and that overwhelms the market of any vegetables of Shemitah that happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, so he would say that you would go ahead and be able to buy it right away. Unfortunately for him, we don't paskin that way. Lehalacha. Okay. The Mishnah does continue and say, get stuck here. The Mishnah also continues and offers the following opinion. In order to be careful, we don't take oil that was set aside as truma, which became truma tamea, which can't be eaten by anybody. We're not supposed to export that out of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Since all the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael are considered tamei, we can't go ahead and make it more tamei. And that's and the fruit of Shemitah we're also not supposed to take from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And why is that? The fruit of Shemitah is supposed to be subjected to the rules of beer. And so therefore, that's, if you export it, we're going to be concerned that it's not going to guarantee that beer is going to be carried out in its right time. And so therefore, we don't take those things out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon comes along and he says, Shamati beferish shemotzian l'Suria. I heard that in regard to Syria, we treat this issue like all of Eretz Yisrael. But ve'in motzian l'Chutz La'aretz, you just can't take it out to total Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because the Kohanim walk around until Chutz La'aretz. Right, but and the situation is such that we follow that the situation will come forward and say that the stuff that is shmitaable in Syria will manage to get to a stage of beer, but beyond we can't be so sure, and so therefore it's beyond that he would be strict. Now we don't paskin like Rav Shimon LaHalacha. Instead, we paskin like the Tanakama. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.